We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
3-2 on Aaron Judge. He got him. Another strikeout.
It's number 85 coming here from Andrew Heaney.
How about this guy? 9 strikeouts. And this, by the way, is the third time through the order. And he's got himself another 10 strikeout game. 21 career double-digit strikeout games for Andrew Heaney. Quite a home debut for the veteran lefty. I always feel like somebody's
watching me. This is Ramey and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And this is another edition of our segment we call Stalking, where we take a look at possible candidates for the Cubs or perhaps the White Sox to trade at the trade deadline. And our stalking segment has found a man who I am curious about when it comes to his availability and what the price would be. It is the 34-year-old lefty Andrew Heaney of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And so I ask this, Layla, because when you talk about acquiring a guy like Andrew Heaney, he's in his mid-30s. He's got limited World Series experience, although I guess limited World Series experience is still World Series experience, having won it with the Texas Rangers just a couple of years ago. And understanding that he pitches for the Pirates. So 4-8, 4.59 ERA, 1.255 whip. What role would he have on the Cubs? What would his role be?
Andrew Heaney is somebody you can trade for who theoretically is a starter, although we should talk about, well, he is a starter, but we should talk about the innings that he has had recently. His last two outings. On the 7th of July, he only went 3 innings against the Royals. He gave up 4 earned runs, gave up 6 hits. And then on the 12th against the Minnesota Twins, he only went 2 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 earned runs in that outing. Only got 2 strikeouts out of his 2 starts so far this month. That was against Kansas City, those 2. So does that concern you a bit? Sure. Sure it does.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that last outing, that was a clear, you know, this is right before the All-Star break. He came in relief.
Yeah.
In the 6th inning. He did give up 3 home runs in those 2 innings.
And so You're worried about the stats.
You look back just over the last, you know, 5 games or so, his ERA was in the 3s until 4 games ago. And the numbers that he's put up since then have been awful, really. His last 5 appearances, in 2 of those starts, he gave up 7 runs in each of them. He's only gotten into the 5th inning once in his last 5 appearances.
But when you consider the, I don't know if I'd necessarily call it buy the dip idea that Jed Hoyer talked about when he was on the Northside Territory podcast last week with Patrick Mooney and Zahedev Sharma, you do wonder if that falls into this category. So, for example, in the month of June, on the 6-1 against the Padres, the first of the month, he goes 5 2/3. Against the Phillies, he goes 6 large. That's what got me really thinking about the concept of him going elsewhere. 6 innings against the Phillies on Saturday the 7th in a 2-1 win. Gives up only a single earned run, 4 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Andrew Heaney is also a ground ball pitcher, so I like that because he ranks up there in the top 50 in Major League Baseball and starting pitchers who induce ground ball outs. And I think to myself, with all this weather, we always talk about at Wrigley and how hot it is and the ball flying out all the time. Would he be somebody who could help your team keep the ball down? And even though it's not as in style as it used to be, the swing and miss stuff I know you love is sexy. I love it too. But diversify the starting rotation a little bit. A guy who, for the most part this season, has been able to eat innings, although when you consider how the numbers have gone month to month, that's something you at least worry about. But he could still be a benefit from the standpoint of keep your ball down. If it's a hot and windy day, maybe he's your starter at Wrigley for one of those. And then that gives your offense a better chance to give him some run support and help pick up a W, as opposed to, say, somebody who throws a lot of high stuff. And then it gets sent out of the ballpark if you don't exactly hit your spot.
I know I talk a lot about the swing and miss stuff, and it's not the end-all be-all. Because you're right, he is a ground ball pitcher first and foremost. But if you look at his K percentage and what it's done over the last four seasons, it was at a high back in 2022 when he hit 35.5% K percentage. Then in 2023, when the Rangers did what they did, 23.6%. 22.9% last year, and now down to 17.7%, which is a career low. I'm out on Andrew Heaney. I just want to be very clear. I'm out on Andrew Heaney. I think there's much better options. If you're just looking for a guy to be your fifth starter, there are better options. There might be better options within the Cubs organization than Andrew Heaney. I just don't believe in him.
After what Jordan Hicks showed, or Wick showed us the last time, it's at least worth looking at the numbers and seeing for yourself whether or not you would want to do the deal of some sort. There's a couple of things that I think work in the favor of somebody who might be buying on Heaney. Like, for example, you're only talking about a one-year contract in this age 34 season. It's very much a rental. It's a $5.25 million contract, which he's taken up the majority of it so far. I don't know what the playoff incentives are, what that would do to your year-end salary and how that works if you're looking at a CBT issue there, the threshold. But either way, rental, what would you really give up for him? But again, the Pirates are one of the few teams you know that are obvious sellers. Of course, I alluded to this earlier. Every time I look at somebody, what other team is interested in him? Well, if it isn't the Dodgers. And I don't know if this is just something where you can just, if you're looking for a story to write that day, it's just one that falls in your lap and you can connect the Dodgers to everybody. But the Dodgers also have pitching needs. And the element here is also that Heaney played for the Dodgers in the past, and he's also played for the Yankees. He played for the Dodgers in 2022, and at that time, he posted a 3.10 ERA, struck out 110 batters in 72 and two-thirds innings. So they have success with him previously. At the age of 34, you know, I wonder how much of that was his age at the time and who he is now, but I could see them being interested, especially when the price for him, as they know it, is relatively cheap.
The familiarity probably helps, right? And they know they're going to the postseason. He has a track record in the postseason. He started game six against the Arizona Diamondbacks and got the win in that game back in October of
2023.
Sorry. And then in that game, he went five innings, his best playoff outing, gave up four hits, one earned run, walked two, struck out three. It was a great performance in a game which two very capable offenses, for him to be able to shut someone down over the course of five innings is not something to be taken lightly. I just don't know if he's going to be that guy for the Cubs. I think if you're the Cubs, you've got to go for guys that you truly believe are going to be the goods. Because otherwise, you're just adding guys to add guys.
Well, I think in this case, it wouldn't be if they wanted to do the deal based on, A, what they give up. That's the biggest thing for me when it comes to this individual pitcher, because of all the things we just said. He had more innings per outing in his first 2 months of the season. You can look at the numbers for yourself. As an age 34 pitcher, that does concern me. As a ground ball pitcher, that concerns me, because a lot of times the pitches that you would throw to outs, if you hit your spot, might instead go 5.5 hole, for example. But I know Heaney is a target, and it's not just the Dodgers. It's not just possibly the Cubs. It's also the Giants. Giants fans have wondered if he's a possibility there. Somebody who can just get you from point A to B. Are you necessarily leaning on him in the playoffs? He might not be on a wild card roster, you know, just depending on how you want to use your pitchers. But can he help get you there? Can he help you when it comes to these hot games at Wrigley that I mentioned? Because he does keep the ball down. It's something that I'm willing to at least examine.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We're talking about Andrew Heaney, pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who has posted an impressive 4-8 record, because anything you do for the Pirates is impressive, because look at Paul Skene's record. Here on Raheemy and Harris, as we continue our stalking segment, let's listen in on what other people have to say about Andrew Heaney. Here's Don Kelly, the interim manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates, talking about Andrew Heaney's start against the Cardinals on June 30th, in which he went 6 2/3, gave up no runs on 3 hits, walked 1, and struck out 7.
Yeah, he did. His command was really good. Fastball command was really good, opened up everything else. I mean, what a start by him. You know, we needed it. Bullpen has been taxed, and for him to go that deep into the game and, I mean, shoot, carry the no-hitter all the way, what was it, 6th inning? Phenomenal start.
I say all that to say, over his last 19 2/3 innings, he's given up 21 earned runs and 7 home runs. Whew, that's rough. So do you trust what he's done overall? Do you trust the beginning of a season, which was stellar? Or do you trust what have you seen out of him his last 5 times out?
Right, and whether or not at his age, as we mentioned, 34, if you feel like that is a more of an indication of, say, fatigue, is that age? Is that something where it would last into August, September, and hopefully, if you're trading for him, October? Like, that's a big part of it. But you don't necessarily need him, you know, like I said, in October. Maybe you're just looking at him to help get you into the playoffs. And if that's the case, I wonder what the price would be. Though we know it's going to be a seller's market when it comes to how many buyers there are. You know, a reported 25 teams still thinking they are buyers at this All-Star break.
And what you can't do if you're Jed Hoyer or anybody else is get involved in the scarcity market. And that's where you're overpaying for stuff that doesn't really help you as much as what you need help with.
We've talked a lot about this story when it came out. We talked to Jim Bowden of The Athletic when we discussed trade candidates and who might be on the list. And I feel like the same can be said for Major League Baseball's writers as well. Mark Feinsand, the noted MLB writer, also had a lot to say when it came to asking executives and figuring out who might be on and up for a trade. And Andrew Heaney was mentioned then. This was a couple weeks ago. And the excerpt says, "No, this isn't the Pittsburgh starting pitcher whose potential availability has generated so much buzz. Paul Skene isn't going anywhere anytime soon." We got that out of our system, right? We all got that out of our systems with the meatball machine on Friday. Mitch Keller could be in play, as we've mentioned, though he's signed through 2028. So Heaney, who is pitching on that one year, $5.25 million deal, could be a better option. Heaney is 3-5. This is, again, a couple weeks ago. Despite a 3.33 ERA and 14 starts, and the 34-year-old has pitched in the postseason in 2 of the past 3 seasons. And at the time, he said the potential fits were the Astros, Dodgers, and the Cubs. So, again, something that I feel like is being focused on. The Giants, now a part of that mix recently as well, as I mentioned. That happened in the last couple of days where that report popped up.
I'm looking at what's going on the text line. Everybody's got an opinion, of course. It's interesting because we're talking about a guy that relatively would not cost that much in terms of prospects to get, you wouldn't think. Because if it gets to a certain point, you'd be like, okay, we're not paying that for Andrew Heaney. But this, from 219, this might be a little bit off topic for what you're talking about right now, but I feel like Owen Casey should not be in consideration for trade talks. Good as everyone says he is, or is going to be, try him out at the major league level as that bat you need. Avoid giving up prospects or components of a winning team to get something you already have. Forgive me if some of that is misspelled. I'm texting to talk while I drive and listen. We appreciate the text. And I'll say this, Owen Casey won't be on the table for Andrew Heaney. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's it. And I know we did the segment last week. It was during our pick or our 5 on it. What would it take to get you to part ways with Owen Casey? And I remain steadfast. you want control at least for another year. Like, you, ideally multiple years. It's a package, of course. It wouldn't just be him. It traditionally isn't a one-for-one in those types of cases. But there would have to be a package involved that would make you want to part with your top prospect. And I know the World Series isn't cheap, and you're going to have to make some deals where you really hope a guy comes up with your system, but instead you have to deal him away. It's just a matter of what it's for. That's not it here. But do I feel better about the Cubs playoff run if a guy like Andrew Heaney or somebody like him, a back of the end rotation guy who can eat innings, is part of it? Yeah, then I feel better about the Brewers breathing down your neck, you know, within two or one game of first place in the standings.
A reminder, the Brewers are just one game back as it sits at the All-Star break here on Raheem and Harris. We're talking about stalking, as we have been doing leading up to the July 31st trade deadline. Today's subject, Pittsburgh Pirates starter Andrew Heaney. He's a lefty. He induces ground balls. He has not had the greatest month of July. He's given up 14 runs in his last two starts. Or excuse me, not in his last two starts, but in the two of his last five starts. Yeah. And so it's been a rough go of him of late. But still, because that contract is so affordable at just over $5 million, and this would be a clear rental with his contract up at the end of this year, he's very appealing for a lot of teams just needing a guy. So the question becomes, how much of just a guy do you need? Because my whole thing is, get someone who is elite. Although, and I said this the other day, my view is evolving that perhaps Shota Imanaga, Matthew Boyd, that could be a potential 1-2 combo in the playoffs if that's what you're left with.
So The Athletic is doing something called the Urgency Index at the trade deadline.
Okay.
In the department of starting pitcher, where do you think the Cubs rank among teams in the urgency index of need?
In terms of playoff contenders, I'm going to say they're number four on that list. They're in the top five.
They're number one.
Number one?
According to The Athletic.
Oh, that's not good.
And the entrance says this: getting Shota Imanaga back was a good first step. It's not enough. We know that. Over the last month, the Cubs' rotation has been near the bottom of the league in ERA, as well as the bottom third in wins above replacement and strikeout rate. That doesn't really play to this when we're talking about Andrew Heaney. You can't build a rotation on two starters, and only two starters have kept their ERA under five in the last month. Projections are no kinder. FanGraphs depth charts have them at 24th overall. And if you single out the top three starters, they are only slightly more palatable at 18th. They need an arm, but they also need an arm to be a playoff starter. I tend to agree. I don't see that out of Andrew Heaney.
And so that's what I was going to say, is like, everything you just read from that urgency report, having the Cubs at number one, specifically the start, the part about having an ERA under five this month, Andrew Heaney clearly does not fit the bill for that, because if you look at his splits in the month of July, it's been bad for Andrew Heaney. He has an ERA of 12.60 in the month of July. And then if you just go over his last, let's say, 14 or 28, what do you want to do? Last 14 days or last 28 days? What would you like to have?
14.
Over his last 14 days, that's the 12.60, because it is July 15th, so that or 16th, so that actually makes sense. Over his last 28 days, as we expand that out, the ERA dips to 9.61. 1-3 also over the top.
Yeah, he's an arm to help, in my opinion, he's an arm to help get you to the playoffs.
And that they need more than that if they're going to make a run in the playoffs.
Well, the better question is also, do they have enough prospect-wise that they are willing to part with?
Outside of Owen Casey, because you just made it clear, he should be going nowhere in a deal to get back of the rotation help.
Owen Casey should go somewhere if it's a big, spendy, everybody's good with it, Kyle Tucker level type of thing. I'm just saying. That concludes.
Tucker level, okay.
I mean, starting pitching, though, if you're talking about like a big name starter.
A bona fide.
Yeah, exactly. So this is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. We have more coming up, but first we also want to tell you about what's going on Friday. You chime in with all of us. You can also do it in person. Tune in on Friday from 10 a.m. to 12:45. Rami Makhlouf and I will be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way, leading up to what should be a great series, Cubs and Red Sox at Wrigley. It is all brought to you by IDOT. The Illinois Department of Transportation will be on hand with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.